So this, I think, is really the essence and source of many of our problems. We deny these beings we call food animals their ability to live their lives so completely by confining them and killing them in painful ways, and that does something damaging to us. That hurts us perhaps even more. There's an old saying in spiritual teachings that the evil that one does to others hurts oneself more than it hurts them. It forces the evil doer, the person who harms another, to harden himself or herself. We can understand quite easily now, for example, that slavery was an evil system. When you own another human being, that allows you to beat them, rape them, kill them, do whatever you want because you own them. They're just your property. We can see that that's an evil system that harms both the slaves and the so-called owners enormously. Yet, the people in the antebellum South had a hard time seeing it. People born into the South in 1820 would have strongly resisted being told that what they were doing was evil or wrong or harmful. They would have said it's just natural and these people that are slaves are lucky to be in this position. Otherwise, they'd be over there in Africa just running around, uncivilized, no better than animals. So we have today a similar idea about food animals. We say that at least these animals are getting to serve a purpose and be our food, and that their life is safer and easier than it would be in the wild. Or we say they wouldn't even have been born if not for us. All these silly rationalizations blind us to the horror that we are inflicting on these creatures, and they numb us. It's that numbing that damages our intelligence and represses our ability to make connections. The suffering we cause the animals returns to us eventually in ironic ways. We can see that our culture has lost a lot of its fundamental intelligence, and that is why we're able to do such terribly harmful things to the earth and to each other and not really take it seriously. We have people close to starvation right in this country, while other people have more than they know what to do with or are eating themselves into obesity. We're able to create weapons of mass destruction to kill ourselves thousands of times over, when we could use our intelligence to find alternative sources of energy, to create beauty, to create a culture of joy, peace, abundance, and equality. The reason we don't do that, I think, is because our intelligence is so reduced by having to block the reality that we're eating every single day at our meals. This cruelty isn't something that we just do once or twice in our life. For example, many people are up in arms about the abortion issue, which certainly raises some serious ethical questions. But people don't get an abortion every single day. Whereas eating animal foods is done every day, often several times a day, and requires the killing of obviously sentient beings who would run, who would do anything to try to escape from being killed, who are fully conscious and who obviously want to live, who are terrified and miserable in our hands, who hate being confined and killed by us and resist frantically. Anyone who's been to a slaughterhouse, like I've been to stockyards and factory farms, can see that these animals are suffering enormously and trying to get out. They do not want to be in the situation they're forced into by our food desires. That's the essence of the situation. We're forcing animals into terror, pain, and death by our food choices day after day, not just once or twice in our lifetimes. It's something we repeat over and over again, so it reaches very deeply into our consciousness. The suffering we inflict on animals is just as real and painful and urgent to them as our own suffering is to us. If we discount their suffering at our hands and say, "But they're just animals," then we sow seeds of hard-heartedness and numbness that reduce our intelligence and tend to bring misery, destruction, and disease into our lives.